favorite music, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight. It's Friday Night Lights. High school football again tonight on CDO as we have Sydney hosting Deposit Hancock. And Tim, it's good to be back here watching the Warriors for another week.
Yeah, definitely good to be up here on the hill in Sydney. And they got a good opponent tonight with the Eagles here. And I think we're in for a good game.
Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Of course, Butler has the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we will set the scene. It's the Eagles and the Warriors tonight right here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
High school sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's senior night up here on the hill at Alumni Field. The Sydney Warriors hosting the Deposit Hancock Eagles. As both these teams pretty even right now, Tim, in the standings. As Deposit, let me pull my sheet up here. Deposit comes in at 2-3. Sydney comes in at 1-4 in the division. So, you know, when you look at a common opponent, last week DH had an absolute shootout down in Hancock on Friday night under the lights. They beat Walton 50-44. Now, if you look at that common opponent, you know, I think it was a 28-20 game with Walton and Sydney. So I think if all goes to plan here tonight, we could see a pretty close ball game between these two.
Yeah, I'm expecting to see a pretty close game. Both teams are doing what they can this year. They're just trying to get through the rest of the season and hopefully put another win in the record book.
I know for Deposit Hancock, they were very excited about that win last week. In fact, I was able to write an article this week on their quarterback, Wyatt Jacobs. He had 5 rushing touchdowns and 2 passing touchdowns against Walton. He threw for 311 yards, rushed for 149, just a great night. So if you want to check that article out, been getting a lot of nice feedback about it this week. A tremendous young man in Wyatt Jacobs. He's their quarterback. That's at natelull.com. You just click on articles. And, you know, I started diving into this, Tim, just because of the stats. And then I found out that he lost his mom in June of 2020 to cancer, and it was kind of his game, his night, under the lights to kind of dedicate to her. So it just was a really cool story. Great young man.
Yeah, that's got me having goosebumps. Thanks a lot for telling me that story. Obviously, that was an important night for him and a great honor for the young man to dedicate that to his deceased mother.
And not only that, his older brother Ethan, who might be listening tonight on WCDOsports.com, he's down in Florida. He beat leukemia, and he lives in Florida now, came up and was there for the game. So he got to see that, too. So I think that's that was just a great night for Wyatt, and so I think he's pretty fired up for tonight's game.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
So that is the DH quarterback, Wyatt Jacobs. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about him here tonight. For Sydney, a nice win, 28-0 over BG last week. I'm sure they're coming in riding high. I know when I was down on the field during warm-ups, the energy was certainly high. Of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer overpriced. Tim, I thought Sydney looked great last week as they get ready for the kickoff here.
Yeah, they definitely did. I mean, I was really impressed, and the one part I was really impressed with was the offensive and defensive lines. They did a fantastic job for the Warriors.
Here's a kickoff, and it's a line drive fielded by the Eagles. Returned from about the 35 all the way up to the 50, and that was Jacob Domobarescu as he got up to right about that Sydney S.
Yeah, real nice play right there. He almost got to the 50-yard line, so they will take over first and 10 just at about the 49-yard line of their own.
Jacob is a senior, a great athlete, very good basketball player. He had a touchdown catch and 149 yards receiving last week against Walton. So you'll be hearing that name a lot here tonight, Jacob Domobarescu. So
okay.
I'm trying to, you know, coach said get it as close as you can.
Yeah, no, exactly. You did really good. I'm going to call him Jacob D.
Jacob D or Dobrell, I think a lot of the guys
Dobrell.
Call. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. This is Deposit Hancock with the ball at midfield. They're in the white tops here tonight, the royal blue pants and the white helmet with the blue trim. They're going to throw on first down, looking up over the top. This is complete down to the 20, to the 10-yard line, hauled in there by Casper Bilecki for a long pass there, about 35, maybe 40 yards.
Yeah, Bilecki didn't do anything but just jetted down the field as fast as he could and route ran the coverage. And what a nice little throw and catch on first down, and now the Eagles are first and goal to go at about the 9.
Boy, the Eagles just coming out, just throwing the gauntlet down here, Tim, right from the start.
We were watching the pregame. They were throwing that pass quite a lot over there on the right-hand side, so that must have been part of the plan.
Here is Jacobs, the quarterback who we just talked about, wants to pitch it, now pulls it down and is brought down by the Sydney defense. Trying to see on that far side who broke through there for the Warriors. I think Cameron Russo was a part of the gang tackle there. Maybe Ryan Schalk as well, as far as I can tell. Those numbers are hard to read on that far side.
Yeah, they were running the option over to the right side, and the quarterback decided he was going to try to keep it. And Sydney did a really nice job of stringing it out to the sideline. And when he turned it back inside, there were the backers. Good tackle for a loss, second down, and goal to go from about the 11.
Sydney's in the maroon tops, the white pants, the gray helmet. Those numbers are gray, so it is a little hard to see on those maroon uniforms. They're going to pitch to Caden Fortunato. Left side lowers the shoulder, but good tackling by Sydney. They haul him down, and getting to the edge to make that tackle was Brock Harvey for Sydney.
Brock Harvey with a real nice form tackle right there. Otherwise, he's in the end zone, and the ball is spotted right at about the 4-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
Coming up on 10.5 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless between DH and Sydney. But the Eagles are on the march already after a huge pass about 40 yards to Casper Bilecki on the first play of the game. So this will bring up a third down and goal to go about 4 yards to pay dirt here for the Eagles. Here's the snap. Jacobs is looking to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Calls his own number. Trying to get to that pylon on the far side. And he is in for an Eagles touchdown. Put 6 on the board for DH on the first drive of the night.
Yeah, nice little play. Just drop back and then realized that he could beat the guys to the pylon, and he did. 6 points for the Eagles. First score of the first quarter.
And I'm wondering tonight if this is a theme we're going to see, Tim, is that both these teams can put points up, and it could be a real back-and-forth shootout.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, Nate. I mean, both teams have very high-power offenses, and we'll see what happens.
So 10:15 to go here in this first quarter. A 6-0 lead and the two-point conversion coming up. Here's Jacobs under center. Rolls to his right, looks over the middle, throws, passes incomplete as it bounced off the hands there of Ronnie Ellis. So
Ronnie.
DH takes a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, 6-0 lead. Ronnie Ellis just dropped the ball. It was a nice throw by Jacobs, so just no conversion, 6-0.
We'll step away for 30 seconds. Our score, Deposit Hancock 6, Sydney nothing. First quarter here tonight under the lights in Sydney on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. An early 6-0 lead here for DH over Sydney as the Warriors will get the ball for the first time here tonight. They are standing to our left, again in the maroon with the white pants and the gray helmet. DH is in the white tops, the royal blue pants, and the white helmet that says DH on the side. So a nice opening drive there for the Eagles, Tim. And if the scoreboard does start to light up here tonight, I was thinking coming in this could be more like an eight-man game with the amount that these teams can score.
Yeah, they definitely both can put points on the board, and like we said, their offenses are very strong. I mean, it may come down to which defense can stop the other first.
Here's Fortunato with a booming kick for the Eagles, fielded by Sydney back on the left at their own 10. Hinges will bring it out, dances his way up to the 25, out to about the 28-yard line. That's where Sydney will start things off tonight.
Hinges with about a 12-yard to return to just shy of the 30-yard line, first and 10 for the Warriors.
All right, so this will be Alec Fogarty coming out here for the quarterbacking duties to start off tonight. It's been kind of a nice, I don't know, 1-2 tandem. I would say Fogarty is getting about 80% of the snaps, but then they can bring in Devin Baker at times as well, and that's been really helpful this year for Sydney. So here's Fogarty in the shotgun. Again, Sydney going left to right. They'll look to hand it off, a run up the middle, good for about 2 yards here on the first carry of the night. And off the bottom of the pile there is Chris Marino, who had a nice touchdown against BG a week ago.
Yeah, Chris Marino between the guard and left and the tackle on the left-hand side gets about 2 yards. They'll bring up second down and 8.
And so this will be the Warriors again taking their time. We saw this approach against BG last Friday night. Sydney very content to just make sure they get everybody set, make sure the play is good, and they'll pitch it to the outside again for Marino to the right side. Breaks through to the second level, brought down, and he's at about the 37, so about a 3rd and 2 coming up here.
Fogarty with a quick pitch to Marino on the right side, and he beats the end to the corner and gets about 5 more yards. They'll bring up 3rd down and 3.
9:15 to go in this first quarter. DH 6, Sydney nothing, and Tim, this is our first real cold weather game, I would say. A little chilly here tonight.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than it has been, that's for sure.
Had my shorts on still last week. Not so much tonight.
I don't think that's smart.
Here's DH jumping here on the line. Looks like the Eagles jumped a little early there.
Yeah, getting first down.
So Sydney's going to move the chains here. Yeah, hey, I was going to take it as long as the weather wanted to give it to me.
No, I get that. I get that part of it. But like I said, I mean... October, once that sun goes down,
yes.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
And we were all talking about it here in the press box. Tonight just seems like it's going to be pretty bitter.
Well, we did that Unitego game last Wednesday, and that was a beautiful night as well. We've had a lot of random games on different nights of the week. As here's a pass to the outside. Fogarty looking to connect there with Charlie Field through his hands and incomplete on 1st and 10.
Yeah, Charlie Field didn't watch it all the way into his hands there. He started to look for the defender and drop the ball, so 2nd down and 10 for the Warriors.
Speaking of different nights for high school football, we're going to have Monday night football this upcoming week, mm-hmm. as Unitego will be hosting Thomas Edison at 7 o'clock, so that's a game we'll have for you here on CDO, so you can mark the calendar for Monday football for some eight-man action. Now here's another whistle, I believe, against DH here again.
Yep, it is. Offsides against Yeah. The Eagles again gives Sydney a free 5 yards.
And so the Eagles kicking themselves right now as they're continuing to give Sydney some free yardage. With 8:40 to go in the first quarter, it's DH 6 and Sydney nothing.
I'm not seeing anybody jump, so I think somebody's lining up wrong. I think that's probably what the problem is. I just haven't really caught it yet, so I'll just keep an eye on that for us here just for a second.
Another programming note is that Harpersville-Afton was supposed to be on the road tonight for a non-section game at Waterville. That game was canceled. As here's Fogarty calling his own number on 2nd down and about 5 to go, picks up 2. So 3rd and manageable coming up. So again, Harpersville-Afton, no game mm-hmm. for them this week. Tough break.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's another good team. I mean, we were talking about that the other night, about what teams are going to be in the playoffs and stuff, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
Well, I was able to talk to the Harpersville-Afton staff this week, and they said, you know, Tioga was excellent last week. You know, we lost 48-0. That was the big matchup. It appears that Tioga is far and away the favorite right now in this division, but they said, you know, a lot of it was on us. We did not come in as prepared as we needed to be, so I think Harpersville-Afton looking to get another chance down the road. Here's a pass that's batted down, and, boy, it went right into the heap. Almost looked like DH intercepted that. And I think they did, Tim. Boy, that kind of just disappeared into the pile.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. The ball just went into the pile of players, and all of a sudden DH came out with it. So I don't know if it got ripped out of the Sydney players' hands or if it went right into it or whatever, but it is a turnover. The ball will be spotted at about the 46-yard line of the Sydney Warriors, first and 10.
Just to replay that for you, Fogarty rolled out to his right. Mm-hmm. It did look like he threw into a pile trying to find a running back. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, DH came out of there with that ball.
Yeah, it was really strange. Definitely strange play, and just, I don't know if it went through the receiver's hands or if it just went right to the Eagles' defender.
So a drive that looked promising there for the Warriors is taken away by a turnover, and here's DH at midfield. A little halfback pitch to Fortunato on the far side, turns the corner, picks up a first down to the 40, to the 35. About the 33 before he's dragged down. Hard running there by Caden Fortunato.
Yeah, Fortunato off the right side beats the cover or the outside coverage for the Warriors and gets a first down carry. Gets about 15. Puts the ball down about the 32-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
7:20 to go in the first quarter. It's DH. Apologies there. Did not miss too much as that ball was incomplete. We have a second down coming up here for DH. So just to reset the scene, with 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter, it's DH 6 and Sydney nothing. Our apologies about that. So here's DH on a second down. Waiting for the snap. This is Jacobs. Drops back to pass. Rolls out to his right and looks to turn the corner. Picks up about 5, maybe 6 yards. Where he's knocked out of bounds at about the 25. Third and short coming up here for the Eagles.
Sydney is losing contain on the outside quite often so far, so that's going to be a problem because that quarterback keep is a very, very dangerous play because Jacobs is very fast and shifty.
What's interesting about Jacobs is they weren't using him at the QB earlier in the season, and they've recently switched him there, and it just seems like it's really brought their offense to life. So here's about a third down, and it's a little longer than I thought, about a third and four. With 6:35 to go here in the first quarter, Jacobs throws across the middle as he was looking for Jacob Dobro-Marescu, and that pass is incomplete.
Yeah, Dobro either had to catch that or he was going to wear it. That was a bullet from Jacobs. Incomplete pass, fourth down.
So the Eagles are going to go for it here on fourth down, deep in Sydney territory, again at about the 26-yard line. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, and so is our game audio archive. We record all these games. You can go back and listen to them anytime for free, all courtesy of SFCU right at WCDOsports.com. Timeout taken by the Eagles. They want to talk it over before this fourth down try. It's DH6, Sydney nothing, 6.5 to go first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, DH leading 6-0. They're going to go for it here on fourth down with 6:35 to go in the first quarter here in Sydney. And they're going to pitch it, looking for Fortunato. Nice cutback move, lowers the shoulder. Tim, this is going to be very, very close as he battled his way down to about the 22.
Yeah, real close. I'm looking at the referee on the near side, and they are going to, no, I think they're giving it to, oh, wait a minute.
Everybody's pointing in every direction.
The referee is pointing now, and it is the Warriors stopping them on fourth down.
So wow.
Turnover on downs for the Sydney Warriors.
Had to be very close there.
Yeah, it was definitely close because the one official over on the stick side of the field looked like he had it a lot closer to this yardage needed, and the one on over on this side is the one that made the call, and it was definitely just a bit short, so Warriors got it first and 10.
So the Sydney defense holds after they turn the ball over there at about midfield. Sydney gets it back going left to right with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. It's DH 6 and Sydney nothing. A handoff. No, it's a QB keeper for Fogarty. They fooled everybody, and Fogarty's into the second level. The defense recovering nicely as Dobro is right there to wrangle him down. They twirled around about three times, but I'd say about 8, maybe 9 yards there for Fogarty.
Yeah, it looked like to me he got enough yardage for the first down initially, but then he stepped back a little bit. So we'll see where they spot this ball. It looks like they're looking to spot it at about the 34-yard line.
It looks like they're going to
give him the first down.
Yeah, gave him the first down. He got very close, and then Dobro kind of came in and lassoed him and wrangled him back about 5 yards, but the forward progress got him the rest of the way. A little pitch to Marino here on first down. A good run by Marino. Well, we got a flag on the play out to the 40. That, I thought that was a nice open field tackle there as well for DH.
I wasn't watching that part of it. I was watching where the flag was. There was two guys on the bat way on the other side of the field having a little altercation. I'll see what happens there. Ah, holding. Holding against the Warriors, so that'll bring them back.
Tackle for DH was by Dalton Meade. Well done, as Marino had a full head of steam. But, yeah, the penalty here against the Warriors with 5:35 to go. First quarter, DH 6 and Sydney nothing here under the lights at Sydney High School.
And you know Coach Matthews is saying, oh my gosh, why do we have to do that? Because it is a spot foul. It was way in the backfield. But there was no way possible that that young man from DH was going to make a play because it was on the totally other side of the field.
Probably the stuff that keeps these coaches up at night, right, Tim?
I'm thinking so.
So this is going to back Sydney way, way, way up here to, as Tim said, about the 19. So first down in a country mile. This is first and about 25, I would say. And so Fogarty looks over to Coach Matthews. They get the play. They check it on their wrist. Clock is moving. 5:25 to go first quarter. DH leading Sydney 6-0. Here's the snap, and they'll hand it off. A run up the middle is stopped there by the Eagles. Believe that was Marino on the run, maybe a gain of 2 on the play.
Yeah, Marino to the 20-yard line. He ran off the right-hand side between the tackle and the guard and gets 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and 23.
So a second and long here for the Warriors. Again, both these teams coming in off wins last week. As we said earlier, DH over Walton 50-44. That game was at Hancock Central last Friday night, and Sydney was down at BG, picking up a 28-0 win over the Bobcats on their homecoming night. So a second and long here as Sydney goes left to right. Ball on their own 20-yard line, I would say. Waiting for the snap here on second down. Clock is down to 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Eagles leading the Warriors 6-0. As Fogarty drops back, wants to go long here. And that ball is up into the night sky, picked off here by Dobro Marescu right at midfield, and he's off to the races, 40, 30, down to the 25 before he's knocked out of bounds, and he was all alone to pick off that pass.
Real nice play by that young man. He just waited for the ball in the air, and then he went, took off from his safety position to intercept the ball. He caught it at about the 50, and as Nate said, he took it down to about the 25-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
And, there was a late flag here against DH, and so that's going to go against them. And
that's going to back them up.
The white hat was talking to Caden Fortunato for a long time after that play. I think he was just asking maybe for an explanation. Looked very friendly. Hmm. But this is going to take away some of that nice return there by Dobro. Boy, and he's fast, too. You could tell.
Yep, definitely. Got some good legs under him.
4:19 to go here in this first quarter. DH leading Sydney 6-0. So this is going to back them up, 10 yards. So he returned it to about the 25 and back up to about the 35 now.
Yeah, called personal foul.
Yeah. So something in that return. And, you know, Tim, we were running into this last week, too. We get so focused on where the ball is. Sometimes you miss that some of that bad boy stuff going on.
And some of that's the stuff you want to see.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're looking out on the field and you're looking at the action, and the next thing you know, you see that little yellow hanky on the field, and you're like, well, what happened?
We need replay still. And I'll have to talk to Craig about that, I guess.
Talk to Craig about that.
4:20 to go here into the first quarter. DH looking to add to it as they throw deep, looking for the back of the end zone here through the hands of Casper Bielecki, who hauled in that nice ball earlier. He couldn't bring it down.
Going to give a lot of credit to Jacobs on that play because he hung in there very, very strongly right there and took a shot after delivering that ball, and it was on the money, dropped in the end zone, so second down and 10.
Good coverage there by Sydney's Lucas DeMott as well. I want to give him a shout-out. And so this will be a second down and 10 coming up. DH with two takeaways already. That first interception that was kind of in a dog pile, and then Dobro picking off that last one. Could turn out to be who wins the turnover battle tonight here, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely could be. I mean, right now they're up on it right now, so Deposit Hancock is up on it right now.
4:10 to go, first quarter, DH leading 6-0. They're going back to the air. They got a receiver far side and just off the back shoulder there of Ronnie Ellis, and he couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, another long, long pass. I mean, we were talking about it early in the broadcast here tonight that they look like they wanted to throw the ball, and they definitely like to put it up in the air, that's for sure.
Jacobs just went over to Ronnie Ellis there and said, you know, he kind of patted himself on the chest like, I know I had you, but I just put it in the wrong spot. So a 6-0 lead here for DH. They're showing they are not afraid to go to the air here so far tonight. As a third down and 10 coming up, ball at the Sydney 35-yard line, DH going right to left. Deep in this first quarter as we hit about 4 minutes to go. They're going to go to the air again. Wyatt Jacobs will now call his own number, cuts back, and boy, he takes a big hit there as he was just getting up to the pylon, and he's going to be a couple of yards short. Bounced right back up after that hit, though. Appears to be okay.
Yeah, he was definitely, he's being tackled low, and he was trying to get out of it, and somebody from Sydney came up and finished the tackle. He did get to 7 yards, I would say, he gained, so it'll bring up fourth down and 3.
Pretty sure that was Fogarty who came up and just all of a sudden that momentum stopped. And that was, you know, Fogarty, big, strong kid. You could see it right there. Fourth down and about 3 to go. They are inside the 30-yard line. DH is going to go for it once again. They came up short last time here. Jacobs drops back, wants to throw, gets flushed out of the pocket, turns the corner, makes a move, stiff arm to the outside, got tripped up. Coming up to make the play was Chris Marino. Was he short? Sydney is...
Sure looks like it.
Sydney is saying no. Let's see what the spot is. I think he's short.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the white line.
So DH not afraid to go all in on offense here. And
this there
is Sydney
it is.
Ball.
Sydney, turnover on downs again. Wow, very nice job by the Warriors. Look like they... I mean, obviously, if they don't do that two times in a row, we're looking at a three-score game here.
Wow, great defense. And a great defensive stand there for the Sydney Warriors. Well done. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. It's DH 6 and Sydney nothing. First, it looked like the offenses were both just going to be on fire here tonight, but now both sides on defense putting up a good show.
Yeah, they're doing a good job on the defensive side of the ball for both teams right now, but the other thing is we got to keep in mind that there's been two turnovers for the Warriors so far that have given DH really good position, but then the defense has come back out on for the Warriors and shut them down.
Yeah, this Sydney offense is going to have to try to find a way to, they've been moving the ball well, but have to cut down on those little mistakes here. And I do see a injured Sydney player down here. This is Casey Hinges, who's a big part of their offense. They're taking his jersey off on the bench down here. As Sydney runs on first down, they're going to pick up about 7 yards with Marino there. So I don't think I saw anything early in this game that maybe Hinges got hurt, but...
Yeah, no, it was really strange because, like, he walked off the field, and then if you saw Coach Pierce running down the sideline calling for the EMS staff to come over, so they're over there working with him right now. So only good hopes for Casey.
Yeah, for Casey, a senior, big part of this offense. He's walking here, looks like, with some of the medical staff, maybe a couple family members here, as looks like his night is done as he gets a nice round of applause here, but... He will be missed tonight for the Warriors. Just wanted to update you on that. Second down and 1. Fogarty, a keeper, cuts back, and he does pick up the first down before he is brought down there by Bielecki of DH.
Yeah, real nice play by Fogarty on that play, running over to his right-hand side, planted a foot and made one of the DH tacklers miss, got the first down yardage. The ball is now spotted at the 39-yard line of the Sydney Warriors, first and 10.
And so Sydney moving the chains. Late here in this first quarter, they trail 6-0 to DH as we come up on 2 minutes to go here in the first frame. Fogarty, QB keeper, wants to take it up the middle, brought down by that DH defense as they come crashing in, but not before a gain of about two on the play. Fortunato was in on the tackle for DH.
I love that play because it's all Coach Matthews trusting his senior quarterback and just saying, okay, you pick the hole that you want to go to, and that's exactly what Alex does. He sits back, kind of like a quarterback draw, and then realizes where he's going to run. That time he ran up between the center and the guard.
Second down at about five. Sydney going left to right, approaching midfield. Here's Fogarty to the outside, wants to throw. Pass is incomplete. He was looking on that far side for Charlie Thiel, who's now going to have to be a big piece of this offense with Hinges out tonight.
And Charlie Thiel is a good receiver. I mean, he does get open pretty good. He's a good route runner and comes out of his breaks, and he's got great hands. So I like to see Fogarty's giving him another shot at catching the ball, but that one was just a little long.
Minute and a half to go, first quarter. DH with a 6-0 lead over Sydney. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining myself and Tim Cutting tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. Hand off to Marino, rumbles forward, good for the first down, and Sydney's into DH territory to the 45.
Chris Marino should walk back and thank every single lineman on the right-hand side of that play right there, because I'm telling you what a huge hole he just had to run through. Could have drove a Mack truck through that.
And he's got that quick burst of speed. And he was able to get that first down there for Sydney. Again, a nice hole opened up by the right side of that line, led there by number 70, Cameron Russo.
And Sydney is now into DH territory at about the 44-yard line.
Waiting for the snap here for Sydney on a first and 10. Again, into DH territory for the first time tonight. Fogarty again wants that QB keeper right up the middle. It's working well. He's, again, able to push forward for about 7 or 8 yards.
Yep, nice little play on first down. Again, same little play. He just delays for a second and then takes off, goes right up between the guard and center on the left-hand side that time and gets about 8 yards, I'm going to say, second down and a long two.
40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 lead for Deposit Hancock over Sydney. Hand off to Marino. Cuts back to the inside, still on his feet. Wrestles his way forward across the 30 to the 28. Before he is brought down there by DH, that was Ellis as well as Bilecki on the tackle.
Marino with great speed coming with the ball, goes to the tackle spot. It is sealed. He bounces out to the right side, outside the end, and gets the first down yardage for the Warriors.
Well done there by Sydney, and that's going to do it, I think, here for the first quarter with our score. Deposit Hancock 6 and Sydney nothing. Second quarter action coming up when we get back here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they now stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Face masks, Leaning Tree greeting cards, and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A 6-0 lead for Deposit Hancock over Sydney as we start the second quarter. Warriors driving. Tim, what's a key here for Sydney to try to get back in this game here, only down by one score?
I think right now they got to continue doing what they're doing. They're trusting their linemen, and they're doing a really nice job giving the running backs some nice little creases to run through and sometimes some gaping holes. So Sydney's doing a really good job mixing it up right now, and I hope they continue doing that.
And so a 6-0 lead for DH. We flip ends of the field. Here's a pass to Thiel on the left side towards his own bench. and he'll pick up about 2 yards on the play. So now Sidney going right to left here to start this second quarter.
Yeah, Thiel was just out into the flat with a really quick little pass from Fogarty. Gets about 2 yards. He'll bring up second down and 8.
And so a second down opportunity coming up here for the Warriors. Stay tuned after our second quarter action here as we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll try to pass along some soccer scores from today as it's the second round of the sectional tournament for many area teams. We can talk some Sidney field hockey. They're having an exciting sectional run here as well. As a second down run again for Marino across the 20, very close to a first down on second down at about 7.
Now the referee on the far side has him just short, and the one here, I'm trying to see where they're going to spot the ball. Looks like it's going to be about a yard.
Yeah, so a third down and about 1
to
go.
Wait a minute,
no. Somebody got overruled there.
Well, they can't change their minds now because the chains have moved.
So a first down here for Sidney somehow.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that happened, but...
After all that, so 10:40 to go in the second quarter. DH clinging to this 6-0 lead. They scored on the first drive of the game, and since then we've had 2 turnovers for Sidney and some nice defensive stops for the Sidney defense. DH went for it on fourth down twice, couldn't get it. Here's Fogarty to the outside on a first and 10, nowhere to go. That DH defense coming up to make a nice play there. That was 67, Stephen Mills on the tackle.
Yeah, Stephen Mills, and he was assisted by number 33 who cut Fogarty's legs out from underneath him. He did get 1 yard on the play, second down and 9. Ball is spotted at about 17-yard line.
Yeah, 33, Ronnie Ellis coming up to help out there for the Eagles. So second down, maybe 9 to go here for Sidney. They're in the red zone for the first time tonight, now going right to left.
And still taking their own sweet time.
Yeah, just very content to take their time, try to get the play right, line up correctly. Got to cash in on these opportunities if you're a Warriors fan. Fogarty again, double-checking that wrist play sheet that he has, talking to Marino, who's on his left hip. And now Sidney wants to take a timeout. Fogarty saw something he didn't like there. So we will take a 30-second break, 9:35 to go here in the first quarter, or the second quarter, excuse me, DH6, Sidney nothing. We'll be back on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Shenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Sidney still in the timeout here, talking things over with Coach Matthews. Our score is Deposit Hancock 6, Sidney nothing. 9:35 to go in the second quarter. Under the lights here tonight in Sidney on the beautiful turf alumni field on a chilly night. We've noticed early in the game that the crowd looked a little sparse, but now as I look down the line here, crowd's starting to come in. I think maybe everyone's just waiting in the car.
I feel bad for the people outside because Mr. Carl has done a really nice job of heating this year. So in the press box, so we're nice and toasty in here.
Yeah, I didn't bring my heater tonight. I think I should have. I was thinking, no, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. And here is Sidney on a second down. They're going to go for the end zone out of this timeout. Knocked away at the last second. Charlie Field was open. But it was our guy, Jacob Dobromirescu, coming over to punch it away.
Yeah, real nice play, and that's the same play that they had when he got the interception, but Dobro could only knock it down on that play, so third down and 9 for the Warriors.
Now, if you're Sidney here, you got to try to convert. You haven't been able to get into the red zone very much here tonight. This is their first trip, and looking to punch one in.
Yeah, and you're definitely in the area where you're going to do four-down territory, unless they decide to try to kick a field goal, because we know Mr. Fogarty can do that as well.
9.5 to go in the second quarter. Fogarty to the outside, now cuts back to the inside, right wing side, and very close to a first down, but I think he was just hauled down at the last second there by Dalton Mead of DH.
Yeah, Fogarty out to the right side. Sidney with the option look, and then Fogarty kept it around the edge. Comes up about 3 yards short, fourth down and 3.
Yeah, I thought he was even a little closer than that, but here we go on a fourth down. Sidney peering over to the sideline. Looks like they're just going to go for it here. Ball at about the 10-yard line. They need three for a first down and 10 to pay off here and get into the end zone. With 8:45 to go in the second quarter, and D.H. leading Sidney 6-0. Fogarty again taking his sweet time here, maybe hoping that D.H. is going to jump. Marino switches from his left hip to his right, and now Fogarty wants to keep it. No, hands it off to Marino. The Eagles read that one very well, sniffed it out and brought him down. Leading the charge there was Joe Romola.
Real nice play by the Eagles defense right there, not to bend. And they take over first and 10. The ball will be spotted just about the 12-yard line of the Eagles.
You know, it looked like Fogarty was waiting, wasn't sure if he wanted to hand it off to Marino, if he should try to ad-lib on that, and he just ran out of time.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on that play, and it looked like they had at least two people scouting Fogarty, and there was no way they were going to let him get the first down. So when they gave up the ball late in the play, they got Marino as well.
So D.H. holds on fourth down deep in their own end. Now they'll pick it back up. Our score is Deposit Hancock 6 and Sidney nothing with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. D.H. takes back over, now going left to right. A run to the outside here by the QB, Wyatt Jacobs, good for a couple of yards.
Yeah, Wyatt Jacobs off to the left-hand side, running back towards his bench. Gets outside the Sidney end, and we'll pick up, I believe, 3, looks like.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yep, 3 yards, second down and 7.
And so a second down coming up here for the Eagles. So what started off looking like it was going to be an offensive explosion, now the defense have been coming up big, especially on those fourth downs.
Yeah, I think they heard us talking about that offensive scoring. We were in the both defenses said, we're gonna be here.
Jacobs throws, and it is picked off by Sidney, trying to return it into the end zone, and they do. It's an INT returned about 15 yards for a Sidney touchdown, and I believe that was Chris Marino, yes.
Yeah, Chris Marino with a really nice play. Undercut the receiver right at the last minute, and caught the ball and took it into the end zone for 6 points for the Warriors.
Wow, so we just talked about defense. How about that? Marino just picked off that bullet and went the 15 yards into the end zone, read the eyes there of Jacobs, and took it to the house. Well done.
Yeah, and again, like I said, I mean, every time we watch Jacobs throw the ball, it is a bullet. And, I mean, he throws the ball very, very hard, so either you catch it or you drop it. One of the two, and Marino brought it in.
Fogarty going to kick the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is right into the line, and no good. So our score is now 6-6 after that Chris Marino interception. Returned at 15 yards. Ties us up at 6-6. With 8:15 to go in the second quarter, we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
So the defense getting it done for the Sidney Warriors as Chris Marino with that interception took it back 15 yards. Extra point was no good, so we are in a 6-6 ball game between Sidney and Deposit Hancock tonight here on Senior Night in Sidney. With 8:15 to go in the second quarter, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here. And Tim, we got a good one so far.
Yeah, definitely. This has been a really good game. Probably not what we expected when we were thinking about the high-scoring event that we were going to have. But obviously the defenses have come to play, and they're doing a really nice job. Sidney has had Deposit Hancock stop twice on fourth down and then also just picked up and had a pick six. And then Deposit Hancock stopped Sidney on fourth down just prior to that score.
And they have two interceptions as well. So, as we said, the turnover battle could be a big one here tonight in terms of deciding who could win this game here tonight. And we got a close one so far. Stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up as well in just a couple of minutes. Again, 8:15 to go here in the second frame. And our score is 6-6 between the Warriors and the Eagles. So here's Fogarty doing the kickoff duties. Will be fielded here by D.H. They're just going to let this roll out of bounds at about the 20. And that's where it'll be picked up after a little movement here for the Sidney Warriors.
Yeah, a little kick out of bounds, so the ball should be spotted at about the 25-yard line, first and 10 for the deposit Hancock Eagles.
And now, how does DH bounce back? How does Wyatt Jacobs, who has played great tonight, how does he bounce back from his first real mistake?
I think he just continues to do what they've been doing with him, just get him out on the edge. I don't think they ever really think about throwing the ball at that point. I think they're just looking to get it up the field as quickly as possible. So the ball is not at the 25, it's the 35. My bad, folks.
Yeah, so that one will get moved up to the 35. Good starting field position here for DH. And we will see what Jacobs decides to do on this drive. Can he bounce back? He's got Fortunato in the backfield. Jacobs is under center here for DH. Wants to roll back and throw over the middle. Pass is incomplete.
Oh!
We got a late flag here. They're going to give it on Marino as he was in coverage there on Ronnie Ellis.
Yeah, Marino got there just a little bit early, and I thought he was going to get away with it, but the umpire said, no, sir. We're going to have you for pass interference, I'm sure.
So that will help DH get jump-started here again with 8:10 to go in the second quarter. Our score is 6-6 on a chilly night here in Sydney. See our good friend Ben Patton down there from the Walton Reporter taking photos. He has been everywhere this fall. I told him he was here last night for field hockey. We were covering Sydney field hockey up here against Marathon, and I said, you follow me around? I've seen him at soccer and everything. He's just an animal. It's great. And his photos are fantastic.
Yeah, he is an amazing photographer.
So check out the Walton Reporter. Always try to support his work, as well as a bunch of our other local guys, Jason and Ricky McPherson, of course. A pass here for Wyatt Jacobs. He'll want that one back. I think it just slipped out of his hands. And 3rd and 10 coming up right in midfield.
Yeah, the hands went up to the head like, why did I just do that? You know, and you knew right away he was not happy with his effort on that play. So the ball is incomplete, 2nd down and 10. The ball is spotted at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, my fault there. A 2nd down and 10 coming up here.
What side of the 50 would you say it's on, Nate?
I think it's on the DH side, but that might be an optical illusion. It is right there. Talk about midfield. That is midfield for sure. 8 minutes to go here in the second quarter. We're tied up 6-6 between the Eagles and the Warriors. Jacobs wants to throw again. They are not afraid to sling the rock. Now he's going to pull it down and run. Jacobs with a spin move. Boy, he made something out of nothing there. And this will be a 3rd down and short. I think he got about 8.
Yeah, he definitely made a nice little cut and just beat 2 of the Warrior tacklers. I thought they were going to get him for a sack, and they did not do that. And Jacobs continued up the field into the Warrior territory at about the 38-yard line, 3rd and 2.
So as Tim said, a 3rd and short coming up. DH is into Sydney territory once again, looking to convert here on 3rd down. I've been surprised. Even times when you thought, okay, they're just going to hand it off, they have just decided to dial it up on the passing game.
Yeah, and I think that's their plan. I mean, get the ball in Jacobs' hands, let the athlete do what he does, and see if Sydney can stop him.
Dobro is lined up to the right. Now he's in motion from right to left here on a 3rd and short. They're going to hand it off to Fortunato. He just does the submarine dive forward. I think he got it. Let's see.
Looks like he got to the line to gain there, so I think he's going to have 1st and 10.
Looking for the official signal here. Yep, going to move the chains for DH. So they are at the Sydney 40-yard line here with 6:56. To go in the second quarter. We're tied up. It's a close one, 6-6 between Sydney and DH. A lot of other games going on tonight. We'll try to get you an update on those at halftime. It's more of a Friday-heavy game this week than Saturday. A lot of soccer tomorrow for the second round of the girls' sectional tournament. We'll talk about that as well. Jacobs is going to hand it off now to his running back. That's Ellis up the middle, and nowhere to go. Sydney defense crashing through there and leading the way. Trying to see who got off the bottom of the pile there. I think that was Garrett Oliver that got in there first.
Yeah, nice little play right there by the Warriors. I mean, and it was what they used to say, a host of Sydney Warrior tacklers. And that was a team effort there, but they did get 2 yards, 2nd down and 8.
And I haven't said his name yet tonight, but Trevor Harrington, he was our defensive player of the week last week against BG. He's just been all over the place tonight as well. He's, you know, if he's not the first guy, he's the second guy in on a lot of these tackles for Sydney.
And that's the thing that's hard to catch is the ones that are getting the finishing part of the tackle is because they're in there at the last minute.
2nd down and about 8 to go. Here is Jacobs, rolls out to the right side, wants to throw into the night sky and just overthrows his receiver by about 2-3 yards there. Pass is incomplete. Looked like he was looking. Trying to see who that was over there on that far side for DH. Joe D'Elia, I believe.
D'Elia.
22. Yeah.
Just out of his hands, or reach out of his reach. Falls incomplete. Third down and 8 for the Eagles.
So DH going left to right. They're at the 38-yard line in Sydney territory after that incomplete pass. Coming up on 5.5 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 6-6 between Deposit Hancock and Sydney. On a chilly one here tonight up on the turf in Sydney on Alumni Field. Jacobs pitches to Fortunato, cuts it back. Be very close to a first down. Good extra effort up to about the 30-yard line here for Fortunato.
Yeah, he got real close to the sticks on that play right there. Nice little second effort. Reaching the ball out, might have got the first down yardage. Nope, the referee says fourth down.
Wow, fourth and short.
Less than one.
Had a really fun time this summer watching Caden Fortunato, very good baseball player. And he was playing with the Sydney Susquehanna Elite, which was a team coached by Dale Beckwith, who's down on the sideline tonight for Sydney. So I got to watch a lot of these guys playing baseball together. And there's Fortunato as well on the fourth down. This time they're going to get it and much more. Needed one and picks up about 20 down to the 15-yard line.
Jacobs with the option pitched out to Fortunato on the left side and outruns the coverage of the Warriors on the outside, gets first down yardage and a lot more.
That Sydney Susquehanna Elite baseball team won the league title that they were in, which was against all Binghamton teams. Got to go down and watch them play in the championship game, and Fortunato, real strong third baseman. Mm. So fun to watch. Sydney guys and DH guys. There's a lot of guys from the MAC playing together.
That's what makes this, when they come play against each other, so neat, because they know each other and everything, but once you cross that white line.
Yep. And here is a first down. Jacobs wants to call his own number. Cuts back and now to the outside. Jacobs still on his feet, reaching for the pylon, and he is in for his second touchdown of the night. Wyatt Jacobs, 2 for 2 on those running plays. DH puts another 6 on the board.
Jacobs off to the right side and does a little nifty footwork and gets into the end zone for 6 more points for the Eagles.
So that gives DH their lead back. They now lead 12-6 with 4:25 to go in the second quarter here tonight in Sydney.
Looks like they're going to go for 2.
Came up short the first time they went for 2 after that first touchdown by Jacobs. So both DH touchdowns, running plays from in close by Wyatt Jacobs, the senior QB. Going to go for 2 here. Looking to the outside, a pitch to Fortunato. Cuts back, lost his footing, and he'll come up short. Slipped as he tried to cut it back to the inside.
Yep, option play to the left side rather than to the right side that time, but it doesn't get into the end zone, so 6 points is all they get.
We'll take a break. DH with another touchdown. They now lead Sydney 12-6. Great ball game here tonight in Sydney. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you on WCDO. Thanks to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well. It's all courtesy of SFCU. DH with another touchdown. They now lead Sydney 12-6. 2 touchdowns for Wyatt Jacobs. Here's the kickoff fielded by Fogarty. He had a hard time kind of corralling that ball, and because of it, he is swallowed up here by the DH defense after a return of about 5.
You would like to see them go catch that on the fly, move up and catch that ball, because I'll tell you what, when that ball hits the ground, you have absolutely no idea what it's going to do. But Fogarty did get the ball back, and the Warriors will take over first and 10 at about the 20.
Has to be such a double-edged sword, Tim, and you know much better than me. got to be hard to catch that ball off of a kickoff or a punt, and also has to be hard once it hits the turf, as you said.
I would say it's definitely harder once it hits the turf.
Handoff here to Marino, and again, rumbles forward like a bull in a china shop out to about the 25-yard line. Good for a good pickup of five or six. Sidney going right to left.
Yeah, Marino with a nice little play on first down right between the guard and center on the left-hand side. Gets into the second level, gets 5 yards, as Nate did say, second and five.
Going to be a clock management game now for Sidney, as they're going to have to make a drive with the clock moving. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. It's DH leading Sidney 12-6. A handoff here for the Warriors. Again, they're going to pick up the first down out to the 35, move those chains. Believe it was Marino again. Yes, it was.
Yeah, Marino for 10 on second down and gets the first down yardage. Ball will be spotted, 35 of Sidney Warriors.
Marino, just the junior, 5'7", 160. He is not a big punishing back, but he gets the job done.
Yeah, he's quick. He's got really quick feet, and he also finishes off his runs very well.
So here is Fogarty in the shotgun on a first down for Sidney. They're moving the ball well. They want to go, and they throw one deep down the sideline for Hinges through his, or Charlie Thiel, excuse me, through his hands and out of bounds. I don't know how close that really was. The ball was drifting towards the sideline.
Yeah, Thiel made a nice adjustment to switch from looking over his right shoulder over to his left shoulder and almost made a fantastic catch on the sideline, but it does fall incomplete, second down and 10.
Coach Matthews with some words of wisdom as Thiel bounces back down the sidelines here. This will be a second down and 10 coming up. 3:20 to go, second quarter. DH leading Sidney 12-6. Good ball game here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us. Oh, we got a penalty, too. Something against Sidney. Again,
yeah,
we missed it, Tim.
Way back, too.
Oh,
that's
boy.
A big one, too, with some sportsmanlike or something.
Yeah, again, something happened behind the play that we did not see, moving the ball back to about the 20. Wow. So second down in the country mile again, second and 25.
Yeah, they were definitely, right, nice little drive, but then all of a sudden this happens, and this puts you way behind the chains.
Yeah, this is tough here for the Warriors, kind of negating that nice run by Marino that got them up to where they were. And so Fogarty again gets the play from the sideline. Second and long here for the Sidney Warriors, waiting for the snap. And they'll go to Marino, but he is met by the line, and it's a host of Eagles tacklers there, led by number 33, Ronnie Ellis.
Yeah, Marino gets the ball and finds no room to go anywhere, so he is going to stay, no loss, third down and 25.
Now, Tim, if you're Sidney here, I think you got to try to pick up some yards because there's still enough time left on the clock. If you get this ball back to DH, they could come down and maybe put some points on the board.
Yeah, definitely. And both teams have taken timeouts, so they each of them only have two left.
And so here's a clock checkup here. 2:45 to go, second quarter. DH leading Sidney 12-6. Good one here tonight between the Warriors and the Eagles. Sidney trying to milk as much time off this clock as they can here. I think more for protection than anything, just to say, all right, we're going to keep this out of DH's hands and not give them much time to work with. So they're going to go back to Marino on third down and nowhere to go. The defense swallows them up again with Ellis.
Yeah, they definitely made some changes in this little section here, and they are calling a timeout. They're not going to let the Warriors take it all the way down.
Yeah, timeout taken by DH. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
High School Sports on WCDO.
Our score, DH 12, Sidney 6. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. High school football action as we near halftime here. Just about 2:15 to go in the second quarter, and Sidney's going to have to punt this one away, I believe, here, Tim. Trapped in their own end.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're going to be punting the ball here. Obviously, they have fourth and a country mile to go, even get the first down, but they're also deep in their own territory, so I definitely think they're going to be punting here and giving the ball back to DH.
So DH is going to have some time to work with, and they have shown us so far tonight that they are more than willing to just go for it through the air, that's for sure.
Yeah, they definitely are not afraid to put the ball up in the air. That's one thing we've learned real early tonight, especially during warm-ups.
And so this will be Fogarty, who, again, has a good leg. So he's going to do the best he can to boom this away and try to protect Sydney and give them as much real estate as they can to protect here. They'd like to get in the locker room, be down 12-6, and just see what happens. And Sydney's going to get the ball, right, to start the third quarter.
Right, and the one thing that Sydney definitely needs to do is if they kick, got to cover this kick, one, because they've got an athlete back there receiving this.
Snap is high. Fogarty corrals it. Decent kick here from Fogarty. Actually pretty good. Takes a good bounce. Fortunato steps away from it. Sydney is going to down it at about the 43-yard line. So a little past midfield here for DH.
Yeah, not a bad little punt right there. Just gets the ball just to the other side of the 50, and DH takes over first and 10.
And so let's see how much time DH is going to have to work with here. It'll be 2:15. Deposit Hancock leading 12-6. And boy, we got a nice moon over there tonight.
Yeah, huh? Well, it was full moon was Wednesday night, I think, is what it said on the calendar. And we've definitely got a bright one out tonight.
Yeah. Beautiful night for some football. A little chilly here. But certainly good football weather. I'll take this over some of this rain that we've been having. So here is a pitch to Dobro to the left side. He was on the right, went back to the left. Well read by the Sydney defense. And that was Brock Harvey making the tackle.
Yeah, and the reverse back to Dobro, and Sydney was not fooled. They did not give up contain, and they stopped him just after a short gain of one, second down and 9.
So clock is moving down to 1:50 to go here in the second quarter. 12-6 our score. We'll have a Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here. And DH does not seem to be in a real hurry here either. I think they're just concerned about trying to get quality plays in here and see if they can break one.
Yeah, and obviously they've got 5 wideouts right now, so you definitely think they're going to be looking to throw the ball here.
Oh, snap is high. Jacobs is able to corral it, throws it down the side, and this is complete. And down inside the 25 to the 20, a great catch tiptoeing along the sidelines for Casper Bilecki.
What great coverage by that Sydney defender. But
that was Thiel, yeah.
Yeah, Thiel did a fantastic job, but he just got out-wrestled for the ball. And the ball will now be spotted down at about the 15-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
And all that after the high snap, Jacobs was able to go up, pressure in his face, and chuck that one down the left sideline. Wow, great play.
And he had absolutely nobody helping him in the backfield. It was just him by himself, and he made a nice little athletic play to catch the ball.
Down to 1:09 to go here. Jacobs to the outside, and now pitches at the last minute to Fortunato. Fumbled it for a split second, somehow got a great bounce, was able to keep that run going. Didn't get out of bounds, though, but he's down at about the 4.
Yeah, nice little play option over here to the right side, back towards the Sydney's bench. And late pitch by Jacobs to Fortunato gets down to inside the 5-yard line.
And Tim, it went off his hands, down to the turf, came right back up to him. Perfect bounce.
Again, like I said, you don't know what that ball's going to do. I mean, you think it's going to go somewhere, and you go for it there, and it comes back right up at you. So nice catch by that young man, and got the first down and scored the goal for the Eagles.
Timeout taken here. We're going to keep it right here with 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. DH leading 12-6. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sydney talking things over. They desperately need a stop. I think there's a big difference mentally if you go down 12-6 into the half compared to 18 or 20-6.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want to try to keep it to be a one-possession game if you can, but obviously DH has got only 4 yards to go for another 6 points, so we'll see what happens.
So here is DH on a first down and goal to go. 51 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Jacobs at the line, surveying his options. And Sydney's talking to the white hat here. I think talking something about the time on the scoreboard, maybe.
Yeah, they were just added 5 more seconds back on.
So I wonder if Sydney's like, we don't want those 5. So the Sydney defense, they've come up with some big stops here tonight. Can they come up with another one? Here is Wyatt Jacobs, fakes the handoff, rolls to the right, wants to throw, and does, into the back of the end zone, through a couple defenders' hands, and incomplete, was looking for Anton Leonard.
Yeah, real nice tip pass right there by the linebacker for the Warriors. I can't quite catch his number, but really probably saved the touchdown right there by him getting his hands on that ball.
Yeah, I think in the back of the end zone there was Aiden Hawkins, who was able to leap up and I think maybe just get a piece of that. Second down coming here. Still 49 seconds left. This is just agonizing if you're a Warriors fan. You want that time to tick off. A pitch back to Fortunato, and he is in. Fortunato for six, and he scores a late touchdown here for DH.
DH with the option to the left-hand side this time, and early pitch by Jacobs to Fortunato. Fortunato makes a really nice cut back into the end zone, 6 points.
Well done there for the DH Eagles. That pumps their lead up to 18-6 with 44 seconds left in the second quarter, and now they will go for two. They've been 0-for-2 so far tonight on the two-point conversions. Looking to make up for that here. Here's the snap rolling to the outside. Jacobs, another pitch back to Fortunato, and he is in. Two-point conversion is good, and so late in the second quarter, DH is able to convert. They now lead 20-6 over Sydney with 44 seconds left here in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
So DH has two touchdowns tonight from Wyatt Jacobs, and then that last one by Caden Fortunato. They lead Sydney 20-6 with 44 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Sydney will be getting the ball back here.
Yeah, Sydney is going to take this the kickoff and probably take the ball right down into the half, go in and make some adjustments. They really got to figure out what to do on that option play on both sides. DH is really hurting Sydney with that.
Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down in Main Street in our Main Street studios. And they kick off here to Fogarty. Runs out to about the 30-yard line. Ball's on the turf.
He's down. He's down.
Was he down? Yes.
Yeah, referee's pointing. He's down.
All right. He was down as that ball squirted out there at the last minute. And so Sydney here.
Not according to Deposit Hancock fans.
Yeah, right.
But they don't matter.
Imagine that. Well, they matter to us.
Yeah. They don't have the say in the call. But
They weren't
happy about that.
That's one of my. I think one of my favorite parts of broadcasting is when you're in the middle. I guess you could say you look at one fan base. They're all pointing one way, and then you look across the field. They're all pointing the other.
They can't
way.
Agree.
They can't agree.
I mean, that'll never happen. Why would they agree?
That always will crack me up. So here is Sydney on a first down. Going to leave it with Fogarty, maybe hoping he can break one, but the DH defense is there to swallow him up. And so a gain of maybe about 20 seconds left here, second quarter.
Yeah, I think that'll probably be it for the quarter because I wouldn't see why Sydney would want to rush here.
So, yeah, Sydney just pretty much going to let the clock run off here, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with our our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get to our Marabito Gresham Insurance Award later tonight during the postgame show. So our score at the half, Deposit Hancock leading Sydney 20-6. Tim and I will be back with our halftime show in just a few minutes on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today.